Head to netsuite.com/briefing now for their one-of-a-kind flexible financing program.
From CNN, I'm Afoma Dike with the five things you need to know for Friday, April 12th.
We are devoted to the defense of Israel. We will support Israel. We will help defend Israel, and Iran will not succeed.
President Joe Biden says he expects Iran to attack Israel, quote, sooner than later, in retaliation for an Israeli strike that killed three Iranian generals at Iran's embassy complex in Syria last week. The White House warns there's a, quote, real, credible, and viable threat of Iran launching strikes. The Pentagon is working to bolster air defense forces for U.S. troops stationed in Iraq and Syria, who've been attacked more than 100 times between October and February. The U.S. isn't expecting Iran or its proxies to attack U.S. forces, but is moving assets just in case. There are fears that the attack could grow into a wider regional war. Hezbollah, which is backed by Iran, said it fired dozens of rockets at Israeli artillery positions from Lebanon today. The Israeli military said it blocked some of the rockets, and others fell into open areas. It said no one was injured. One person has been killed and at least 13 injured after a stolen 18-wheeler was driven into a Texas Department of Public Safety building in Brenham. That's according to department and local officials. The driver was identified as 42-year-old Clennard Parker, who is uninjured and has been taken into custody. Here's DPS Sergeant Justin Ruiz at a news conference this afternoon.
Parker did come to the DPS Brenham office yesterday at approximately 3 or 4 p.m., where he was denied his commercial driver license. While he was there, the driver's license staff advised Parker that he was not eligible to renew his commercial driver's license.
Ruiz added that Parker is facing multiple felony offenses and that the Texas Rangers are leading the investigation. Former President Donald Trump and House Speaker Mike Johnson held a joint news conference at Mar-a-Lago today about election integrity.
And so what we're going to do is introduce legislation to require that every single person who registers to vote in a federal election must prove that they're an American citizen first.
A senior Trump advisor says they're focusing on what they say are state proposals and lawsuits that would allow non-citizens to vote in the 2024 presidential election. Federal law bans such voting. Trump has routinely made false claims that Democrats want undocumented migrants to come into the country to impact the election. This comes as Johnson is fighting to keep his job. Sources familiar with the matter say the House Speaker will consult with the former president on a potential Ukraine aid package, knowing Trump's support is crucial for the legislation and his speakership. The Florida judge overseeing former President Donald Trump's classified documents case is weighing whether to drop obstruction charges against one of his co-defendants. Carlos de Oliveira has been charged with lying to investigators about moving boxes with classified documents at Trump's Mar-a-Lago home and resort in Florida. During a hearing today, de Oliveira argued that an FBI agent asked unclear or irrelevant questions during a voluntary interview. De Oliveira is also arguing that he wasn't aware of Trump's subpoenas, but the special counsel's team says prosecutors only need to show he was aware of the federal investigation. Coming up, a baseball star's interpreter surrenders.
This episode is brought to you by UiPath. Today, 90% of the Fortune 500 are accelerating human achievement simply with UiPath, the world's number one AI-powered business automation platform. UiPath, the foundation of innovation.
Hey, welcome back. Former interpreter Ipe Mizuhara has been released on a $25,000 bond after turning himself in to federal authorities. He allegedly stole $16 million from baseball star Shohei Ohtani. His arraignment is set for May 9th. In a news conference Thursday, U.S. Attorney Martina Estrada described the lengths Mizuhara went to, quote, finance his voracious appetite for illegal sports betting.
We've obtained recordings of telephone calls in which Mizuhara spoke with bank employees, lied to them about being Mr. Ohtani, gave personal biographical information for Mr. Ohtani in order to impersonate him, and thereby convinced the bank to approve large wire transfers.
If convicted, Mizuhara could face up to 30 years in prison. CNN has reached out to Mizuhara's attorney for comment. That's all for now. And if you're looking for a lighter look at the world, join us on Saturdays for 5 Good Things. Available in this feed and wherever you get your podcasts.
Over 37,000 companies have already made the move to NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/briefing. netsuite.com/briefing.